The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Summer Fullness. Today I am full of rock and flower, cloud and hail. I'm the elements thrusting up as pine tree, as luxuriant mountain bluebell, as electrified Indian paintbrush. I've ingested silica, mica, sandstone, and granite to create a palette of colors unequaled in any museum. Buttercup yellow, magenta paintbrush, violet larkspur, dainty pink wild geranium. Walking at 12,500 feet in Yankee Boy Basin, I can feel how this land has a fingernail hold on summer. Sheets of Utah-dusted snow still hover above streams and cling to shadowy crevices. The earth is just bare, the sun kissing the scree slopes and thin-skinned land, catalyzing an eruption of miniature flowers. Larkspur bobs 3 inches above the ground, Indian paintbrush sways at 2 inches, and saxifrage snuggles against the rock with a showy spray of flowers atop a moss-like mat of green leaves. Hunkering down, these alpine survivors dig roots into the scattered rock. They shoulder hail and snow even at this fullest moment of summer. A pika squeaks and then scurries across the scree slope. A chipmunk, also more compact than I've seen on the lower forested slope, bullets across the path to a more distant perch. Compact, essential, vibrant with life, this is the compressed life cycle of an alpine ecosystem. I sense the urgency of this miniaturized community as thunder booms in the basin, reverberating through my body. Rain and hail pelt my bare legs. I'm grateful for my hat and Gore-Tex jacket. The storm catalyzes movement. Even with an injured knee, I move swiftly down the slope. The storm passes, leaving a sheen of rain on the rocks. The wildflowers are even more dazzling with their thirst slaked by the icy rain. The distant slope of Stony Mountain now glistens emerald green. The world is renewed with this Eucharist of the elements. I reach again and again for my camera, hoping to record this moment on film. I know, though, that I'm grasping at clouds. Even in its fullness, this mountain Valhalla is preparing for its transfiguration. The marmot that surfaces briefly among a sea of rocks looks fat and sleek. Already she is preparing for winter. Some of the first spring wildflowers have already set seed and released them to the gusty winds. I want to savor this riot of color and sensuous abundance. The harder I grasp, though, the more I crush its succulent splendor. So let me savor this summer peak, feeling the sap rising in my bones and unfurling as ephemeral breezes on my sun-bared skin. Help me sense the vitality of elements coalescing in these magnificent forms. Let me hold this fullness lightly. Like the Taoists, I know that the greatest expression of yang holds the seed of yin within it. The supreme expression of life, this summer riot of elemental form and color, holds the seed of deepest winter. Even in growth and in the richest expression of creativity, I catch the scent of sour decay. At birth, we begin our careening course toward death. For now, may I enjoy the elements and my own body surging at their highest tide, my own form moving with ease through this rock-boned, flower-spangled landscape. May I enjoy savoring the fullness, knowing I am casting seed to survive my own winter of darkness, my own season of age, death, and new becoming.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.